Jalene Gerbig is the Extension Coordinator of Sarda Ag Research. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Jalene, thank you very much for joining us. Growers meetings are happening starting next week. They're happening in Wembley, DeBolt, High Prairie, and St. Isidore. How goes final prep for those meetings?
Like always, we're moving ahead with the final preparations and preparing presentations, and yeah, they're going well.
How good is the timing of these meetings, especially since the spring thaw is on and the growing season is right around the corner?
I think it'll be very good. People are thinking about farming. They're probably looking for a chance to get out of the shop with prep work, even if it's for just a morning, to network with people and see what's going on. So I'm confident and hopeful that we will have lots of people attending.
You've got some speakers at the growers' meetings. Who is speaking?
Well, we have a number of the SARDA staff talking about the history or the research that we've done in the past, so we'll have research updates. But we also have some guest speakers as well that deal with some of the current issues that we are hearing about in the farming community. For example, Belinda DeSmith from Dirt Road Agronomy is going to talk about the art of fungicides. Fungicide spraying is becoming more of the norm, and we are seeing benefits, yield production benefits, but it is a new practice, so people are asking questions about that. The other issue that's popping up is the herbicide-resistant weeds. Now, it's not a new thing in that, but it's definitely getting worse. Wild oat is showing the most resistance, and usually to group one and group two. So we're going to talk about, we have a guest speaker that's going to talk about managing herbicide-resistant wild oats. But in addition to that, we have some other herbicide-resistant weeds that are showing their heads in the Peace region. And Calvin Yoder is going to bring us up to date on that as well. We're going to talk about nitrogen fertility in wheat, another key management strategy for producers. And we're going to talk about choosing canola varieties based on disease pressures in your particular fields. And then the new crop disease that's having a huge impact in the region is aphanomyces root rot, which is actually a combination of several different pathogens, but it is creating a real issue for producers that want to grow peas. So we've got a great lineup for producers. It's short. We're starting at 9 o'clock in the morning at each event, and we hope to be out of there by noon. So we're not tying up a whole day of producers' time. So hopefully that will encourage people to come as well and have coffee and network and ask questions.
That's a good point you bring up, is the networking aspect here, Celine. How good will the networking opportunity be, especially with these guest speakers on the agenda?
Well, we've asked all the guests or all the speakers to keep their presentations fairly short and concise, and allowed ample time after each presentation for questions. And then, of course, we always have our refreshment break and nature break as well, where people are able to network and ask questions.
That's also another good point you bring up here, Jalene, especially earlier in the conversation. You mentioned the fact that these speakers are coming in because some of the farmers in the Peace region have had questions arisen from said topics that are being presented. How good was having that feedback from farmers to say, hey, maybe we need presentations on what is going on here?
We try and have a winter event each year, and this is it. And we are always in contact with producers through different aspects of our research, and these are the issues that we hear about. So And on top of that, our board members are producers as well. So they bring these issues forward as well. So we hope that we've got our finger on the issues of the region. Meetings like this give us more contact with producers, and we hear what they're interested in as well.
Are people anxious to get the growing season started, especially with the pre-spring thaw on right now?
I think so. There's a lot happening in the country with politics and tariffs and things, and producers are, they're pre-planning, they're pre-purchasing their inputs, hoping to escape the tariffs. I think they're anxious to get going.
The growers' meetings are happening on four occasions, on March the 12th in Wembley, March the 13th in DeBolt, March the 19th in Triangle Hall, just west of High Prairie, and March the 20th in San Isidore. Shalene, I ask, how optimistic are you for a good turnout at these growers' meetings?
Well, we'll put it out there that if we don't have good turnout, these meetings will cease to exist. They're a lot of work. We're asking professional people and guest speakers to take time out of their busy schedules to come and make these presentations. So hopefully we'll have a good attendance at these events. And if it's not what people want, let us know. We'll go from there.
Shalene Gerbig is the Extension Coordinator of SARDA Ag Research. Shalene, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.